this time together. We've been reminded we're here to worship God, to pay respect to a life that has been lived, to be comforted by the God of all comfort, to draw comfort from His Word, and to celebrate life. As we share our hearts together, we want our hearts to rest in God, and we want to hear the heart of the gospel. Our minds went to the second letter that Paul wrote to Timothy, first chapter, 2 Timothy chapter 1. We'll just read just a few verses together here and start at the 7th verse. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou a partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality through the gospel. Those verses spoke to my heart like this: saved by grace, called to holiness, empowered by God to celebrate life by a Savior who abolished death and brought life. Now, we'll just leave that for a little bit and let us meditate upon that. Shirley and I became acquainted with Don and Sue probably about 40 years ago when they lived in Pennsylvania. And we developed a very close friendship with them. And we lived a lot of life experiences together. And so today hurts. You know, when lives are knit together in love, and our hearts are knit together in love, then one of those hearts are immediately called to glory, the rest of the hearts that are left hurt. We are people with natural affection, and we should be. You know, the Bible says that if I'm without a natural affection, I'm not a lover of God. Today's God's appointment. But you know, along with the appointment, He's given us a promise. And it comes in first person from the lips of Jesus. I come to heal the brokenhearted. Well, let's go back to the Scripture. Saved by grace. This Scripture says it's by God's own purpose and grace. In the beginning, God created. In the beginning, God created us to have eternal relationship in love with Him, with Himself, forever. But the first man, Adam, that He created, made a poor choice. He sinned against God, and that brought all of the woes of humanity that we experience today. Grief, sorrow. Pain. All the ravages of evil because of a poor choice. And every one of us are born with the nature of Adam. Sin brings spiritual death. Sin separates me from God. Not God's will, not His divine will, but man's poor choice. See, God is perfect. God is holy. God is righteous. And God cannot tolerate sin. And you know what? I can't fix the relationship between Him and I. Oh, I can try to. I could perform, do better, do more, try harder. Remember what this scripture said? It said that I am not saved by my work. That's in verse 9. Not according to our work. Salvation by grace. But God commended His love toward us. You see, all of sin, all have come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, not one. But God fixed the relationship. But God commendeth His love toward us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. But the Lord hath laid on Him, Father God, laid on Jesus Christ the Son, the iniquity of us all. That's the gospel in one verse 700 years before Jesus physically appeared on the earth. He made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. You see, Jesus had to die for my sin. That is a greater price than I can comprehend. You know, it's even the goodness of God then that leads each one of us to repentance. Faith in the blood of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ for my sin is my righteousness before God. I get this from Romans 3. Salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. That's how I'm justified before God. That's how I'm reconciled to God. And that is how I'm saved from the wrath of God. Everyone needs a Savior, and all are invited. Saved by grace. Let's move on to called to holiness. You know, the Bible says it like this. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. What's that scripture tell us? We're not saved by our good works. We are saved so that Jesus Christ could create good works in us. Isn't that amazing? God is still creating us after we've been redeemed. That's an amazing thought. We are saved by His life, His resurrected power. We are called to holiness and kingdom living by His life. I want to read the first verse we read here again, verse 7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That is a call to holiness. Brother Don was solid, stable. He was consistent in his faith, a strong, godly example. And in all the years I knew him, I never did see him angry either. I never heard him complain. He was a cheerful man. Sometimes he didn't say very much, but he'd always smile and chuckle. And you know, you could just go on and on with that. But none of those things saved him. They were his call to holiness and kingdom living, and he obeyed that call. Saved by grace and called to holiness. We are called to be kingdom people, to live the good news, and to share the gospel. Well, let's look down the next verse, verse 8. Be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. And I'll just give you how that verse spoke to me. To me, that verse says that afflictions are a given to all who will unashamedly be facilitators of the gospel. Satan will challenge living a testimony for Jesus and sharing the gospel. It might not have looked to you on the outside like Don had a lot of conflict with Satan, but he did. He felt his attack and he endured. I'm going to share with you the reason I know that. He opened up some of the memory in his phone, and he had these verses on his phone, and they were underlined with red ink. It went like this. Fear not, I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall a flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I don't know how many times he went to the phone and he looked at that. But he endured the attacks of Satan. See, the end of this verse says, but according to the power of God. That's how he had victory. Victory is in Jesus according to the power of God. Saved by grace, called to holiness. Now let's look at being empowered to celebrate eternal life by a Savior who abolished death and brought life. I don't think we'll do anything besides just give us the words of Jesus here. We'll just let him speak to us in first person again. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Do we believe it? And we know flesh and blood can't inherit the kingdom of God. So naturally, we're either going to be up here just like Brother Don, or else we're going to be changed. But our spiritual man will never die. That's what the Bible says, if we are powered by the resurrection of Christ Jesus and washed in his blood. Because I live, you shall live also. Again, the words of our Savior. Do we really believe that? Well, I tried the last few days, Sue, to try to think of something I could say. I've had Shirley for 15 years. So I don't know how it is to lose a companion. But I do know one who knows all about it. So I just this morning want to offer you and your family my love through a personal testimony. God called my mother to glory when I was 6 years old. So my little brother and I went up the road about a mile to live for just a little bit with my aunt and uncle. And there were some times that I had kind of a rough day. So I'd just climb up on her lap. I'd just put my face in her bosom. And she would just wrap her arms around me and just love me. So I'm going to encourage you today just to crawl up in the lap of Father God . Put your face in his bosom and cry, Abba Father, Papa Papa, and just tell him all about it. Just let it all out there from your heart. And just quiet yourself. Listen. And you will feel the Father's embrace. You will feel his comfort. And you will feel his lavish love. God bless you all. Let's come before him again in prayer. Father God, as we come before thee again, close of this service, we just want to come before thee first with thanksgiving. We are so thankful that you have made a way for us, the way of salvation, a way by the precious blood of Jesus to be cleansed. And we acknowledge our need of that. Father, we're sinners. We acknowledge that before you. We are sorry for where we've come short of your glory. And we pray that you would purge us and cleanse us moment by moment by that precious blood. And Lord, that you would empower us by your Spirit to go forth in victory. We pray that all your people everywhere would so rejoice in this gospel of Jesus Christ that it would draw men into the kingdom. Those who don't even know you through Christ at the cross to worship and praise your name, and the great salvation would return to a dying world. Lord, we petition you this morning in a special way. I just pray a special blessing on Sue, her sons and their wives, her grandchildren, that you would be a special companion to them, would touch their lives in a way they can feel you. Your love would envelop them. Your mercy and grace would comfort them. They would feel your presence and realize here, just a short time of passing, that there are eternal glories. They'll see loved ones, they'll be with Jesus, and they can praise you forever, even absence of all the woes and sins that are around us today. Lord, we all look forward to that time. We pray that you would just touch all of the hearts here today with your love, your mercy, and your grace. Draw them to yourself. Help them to realize that time is short and that eternity is before them, that the only hope anyone has is the precious blood of Jesus. Our resurrection.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Dear Papa, if you were here, you'd sit in this chair. You'd give your smile and a thank you. Then you'd hear her say, "Honey, get the kids some treats." That smile gets bigger. You get out of your chair and you get that little round candy and fill that bag fuller than I would. And no words needed as I pass them on. The kids, they know these treats come from one person, Papa treats. There's a lot I'll miss about Papa. Gentle, loving, giving, willing, make doing. The memories from the red house to the creek will always have a special spot in my heart. That one day I wanted to take giant plastic fishing pole with a crane-sized hook on it down to the river to fish. You let me. You went down there with me and we fished. Of course, we didn't catch anything, but we made memories. Papa, Grammy misses you. I know you loved her. You showed it in everything that you did. If it was up to me, I would have come and said goodbye. I would have stayed a while, chatted, hugged you, thanked you, and told you I love you. And you would have given me a bag of Papa's treats before I left. They would be put in my jar lamp so that if I ever got a chance, I could tell my grandchildren about my Papa and the memories we made. I love you, Papa. God loved you more. He wanted you to come on home. Until we meet again, we will keep loving Grandma for you. Love, Norm. Donald V. Geitz, 77 of Covington passed away unexpectedly early Tuesday morning, April 9, 2024, at his residence. He was born May 28, 1946, in Waynesboro, Pennsylvania, to the late Andrew G. and Gladys B. Boone Guype. He married Mabel Sue Peters Guype on August 9, 1967. She survives. He will also be missed and remembered by his four sons, David and Tricia Guype of Covington, Marshall and Becky Guype of Clayton, Wesley and Rebecca Guype of Fletcher, Stephen and Brandon Guype of Bella Vista, California. Nine grandchildren, Carmen Nathan Sink, Colin Kristen Guype, Colson Guype, and friend Courtney Garber, Rhett Sarah Guype, Hallie Guype, and fiance Ellie Newberg, Rowan Reese Pierce Quinn Guype, six great-grandchildren, Eli, Gracie, Tessa, Lyme Sink, and Granger, and Archer Guype, a brother, Ron Arlene Guype of Greencastle, Pennsylvania, and in-laws, Jean Roger Boone, Marianne Calvin Ronk, D.A. Kinlan Peters, Joel Glenna Peters, and many nieces and nephews. Don was preceded in death by his parents-in-law, David and Gracie Peters, and his brother and sister-in-law, Raymond and Jeanette Peters. Don grew up in Pennsylvania and earned his degree in accounting from Shippensburg University. He was a self-employed accountant for nearly 50 years and owned and operated Donald B. Guype CPA. He enjoyed every interaction with his clients. Many of them became long-time friends. Don was a member of the Cornerstone Dunkard Brethren Church of Covington. He was a man of faith who will be remembered as a devoted husband and father who loved without reserve. Thank you from the family to all who have ministered and helped out in any way during this time of bereavement. We were asked to announce that if you plan to attend the grave, please take the song sheets along with you as you get up. And we want to welcome everyone who would like to, after the conclusion of the service at the cemetery, to come back here for a meal. And when you get up to view, please take your belongings with you and exit the building, and we'll give the room to the family here. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.